Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We take sources and try to give you that shortcut to getting informed. Today we're doing something, well, pretty focused, a really specific analysis. We're diving deep into just one source, actually. It details services from astrologer Srihari, specifically looking at the ads for evil spirit removal and spiritual cleansing offered in Melbourne. And our mission here, just to be clear, it's purely analytical today. We're not, you know, judging if the services work or anything about the spiritual side. No. Instead, we're putting on our, let's say, marketing and rhetoric hats. We want to look really closely at the language used, the techniques they say they use, and the results they promise. Basically, how is this very specific spiritual service sold? How's it presented to someone who's likely already feeling pretty distressed and looking for answers?
Right, and that framing is really important, I think, because this is promotional material, so it gives us a direct look at what they think the value is, you know? The value proposition. We're trying to understand the language, the emotional chords it strikes. What does the text say the problem is, fundamentally? And how does it set up this provider as, like, the only real solution for someone dealing with what it calls dark energies?
Okay, yeah, let's unpack that. The main goal, the outcome they promise, seems clear enough. Restore peace and positive energy. That's the headline. But like you said, before you sell the cure, you've got to define the disease, right? So according to this material, what are these negative forces? What's the actual problem that needs this intense spiritual cleansing?
Well, initially, the description is quite broad, very comprehensive, maybe even a bit vague. It talks about negative forces and dark energies. And that's powerful language, rhetorically speaking, because, you know, it could mean almost anything. Bad luck, feeling down constantly. It's a kind of spiritual catch-all.
Right. Covers a lot of ground.
Exactly. But what's really interesting is that the source then immediately gets specific about where this spiritual trouble shows up in someone's life. It moves from this abstract fear to, like, concrete symptoms you can point to. It lays out three key areas, a kind of triad of suffering, if you will.
Okay. Three areas.
Yeah. First, the home. So it's about your environment, your physical space, suggesting this energy can actually, like, pollute where you live.
Okay. The home.
Second, the mind. This is more internal, right? Your peace of mind, your mental state, maybe emotional turmoil.
Got it. Mind.
And the third area is relationships. So social connections, harmony with others, or the lack of it.
That's actually quite clever, isn't it? From a marketing angle, why those three specifically? Home, mind, relationships. I mean, that basically covers your entire existence, doesn't it?
It really does.
If it was just your mind, maybe you'd think, okay, therapy. If it was just relationships, maybe I need to talk to my friends more or something. But when they frame it as hitting your inner peace and your physical space and how you connect with others, well, that sounds like something deeper, something invasive.
Precisely. It suggests it's pervasive.
Yeah.
And including the physical environment, the home, that's particularly smart, I think.
I so.
Because it anchors this abstract spiritual problem in something tangible, something real you can, you know, feel. If you just feel bad inside, you might blame yourself. Maybe you think it's psychological. But if your home feels wrong, feels heavy, suddenly the problem seems external. And if it's external, maybe you need an external expert, a spiritual one, to fix it.
I see. It shifts the perceived source of the problem.
Yeah. It broadens the potential audience by saying, look, this isn't just in your head. It might be environmental, spiritual. It needs a holistic fix.
That makes a lot of sense. The scope of the problem they describe almost forces the conclusion that, yeah, conventional fixes won't cut it.
Okay, so let's shift gears then. If the problem is this big, pervasive chaos from dark energies, how does the text say they actually fix it? How do they describe the method for evil spirit removal in Melbourne? You know, going from that spiritual pollution back to positive energy, what tools, what techniques, and maybe more importantly, what authority do they claim?
Well, the method itself is described with pretty strong active words.
Yeah.
Powerful spiritual cleansing.
Powerful. Really.
Yeah, that word powerful suggests it's effective, but also maybe not something just anyone can do. It implies a high barrier to entry, needing an expert. And they establish that authority right away. The provider is called an expert healer.
Expert healer, not just a healer.
Right. And specifically Melbourne's trusted evil spirit removal specialist.
Trusted and specialist. And Melbourne's. Lots of layers there. Definitely. It's building credibility through titles. Now, as for the actual process, the source points to ancient rituals and protection techniques.
Okay. Ancient rituals. Let's pause on that for a second. That phrase, ancient rituals, it feels significant.
It is.
It carries this this weight of tradition, history, knowledge that's supposedly been tested over centuries. In our modern world, where people often want the latest thing, the cutting-edge solution, Why the appeal to something ancient, especially for a problem happening right now?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, for maybe physical health, people do often want the cutting edge, new surgeries, new medicines. But when you're dealing with something like deep spiritual anxiety or this feeling of cosmic imbalance, sometimes modernity itself can feel like part of the problem, like it's the source of the chaos.
Ah, okay. So ancient offers an alternative.
Exactly. The term ancient rituals almost works like a substitute for, say, scientific validation. It sidesteps needing approval from modern science or regulators. Instead, it says this knowledge is time-tested. It's rooted in deep fundamental truths.
Right. It's not experimental.
Precisely. It implies people have faced this for a millennia, and this is what worked. It offers this sense of deep, comforting tradition in the face of confusing modern life.
That's a really sharp distinction. The need for novelty versus the need for tradition, depending on whether the problem feels material or spiritual. Yeah, I get that.
And there's also the specific wording of the service itself. It's billed as both evil spirit removal and spiritual cleansing.
Right, I noticed that split. Why both?
Well, removal sounds very active, very direct, like you're expelling a specific negative thing, an entity.
Taking something out.
Yeah, but cleansing is maybe a bit broader, more like purification. Preparing the ground, making the client's spiritual space clean and protected again.
So it's like a two-step process implied in the name.
Kind of. It suggests they deal with the immediate threat, the removal, and then do the follow-up work, the cleansing, to restore the person to a good state. It covers both bases.
And we shouldn't forget the provider's main title here, Astrologer Srihari. How does being an astrologer connect to removing evil spirits? That seems like an interesting link.
Oh, that's a really powerful positioning choice, I think. Astrology at its core is about understanding cycles, influences, timing, cosmic patterns.
Right, planetary alignments and that sort of thing.
Exactly. So by using the title astrologer, the specialist implies they understand the mechanisms behind spiritual influence. They're not just, say, a medium who feels things or a general healer. The title suggests they have a technical understanding. They can maybe diagnose why these dark forces attached in the first place, perhaps through reading charts or understanding cosmic influences.
Ah, so it adds a layer of like diagnostic expertise to the spiritual claim.
Yes, exactly. A kind of technical underpin.
Okay. So the authority seems to come from multiple angles then. He's got the expert healer status, the deep tradition of ancient rituals, and this technical diagnostic ability implied by the astrologer title. That builds a pretty solid picture of someone you could trust. All right, let's move to the final piece then, the outcome, the promise. Someone goes through this powerful cleansing. What's the ultimate guarantee if they're feeling chaotic in their home, mind, relationships? What's the transformation they're being sold?
The promise is fundamentally about restoration, a return to emotional and internal wholeness. It's interesting. The source doesn't promise material things like wealth or a new job.
No lottery wins mentioned.
No, none of that. It promises something maybe more fundamental, especially if you're feeling spiritually attacked, internal stability. It specifically guarantees bringing back harmony, positivity, and peace. Those are the key words.
Harmony, positivity, peace.
Very soothing words. Very. And it uses strong psychological language, too. It promises genuine relief and achieving spiritual balance. Think about it. If you feel constantly under siege, overwhelmed by negativity, what you want most is just for it to stop. Relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Just peace and quiet inside.
Right. So that shift they promise from chaos and negative forces back to equilibrium and peace, that's the core emotional transaction here. It's selling the end of suffering. It addresses that deep emotional need created by the problem they defined earlier.
It effectively tells the client, this awful feeling, it's temporary, it's solvable, we can fix it. You go from feeling maybe broken or cursed to feeling repaired, balanced, whole again. And let's circle back to something you mentioned earlier, that specific geographical tag. The practitioner is called Melbourne's trusted specialist. That detail, grounding it in Melbourne, seems significant for such an abstract service. Why do that? Why anchor spiritual cleansing to a city?
Yeah, that geographical anchor Melbourne's trusted. I think that's a really key part of managing perceived risk.
Risk? How so?
Well, any service dealing with the spiritual, the abstract, it inherently feels risky, right? The results aren't easily measured like, say, fixing a car. There are no guarantees you can easily check.
True. It requires a leap of faith.
Exactly. So by stressing local trust, Milburn's trusted, the provider is doing a couple of things. First, it implies community validation. Hey, people here in your city trust this person. They must be legitimate. It suggests a track record, local success stories.
Okay, social proof within the community.
Right. And second, it makes the service feel more accessible, more immediate. If you're in distress, you want help now, nearby. It grounds the intangible service in the familiar reality of their own city. It's not some guru halfway across the world. It's someone potentially just down the road.
So it turns this potentially overwhelming search for spiritual help into something concrete and local, a manageable step. You're not just searching online globally. You're looking for the trusted expert in Melbourne. That's actually a very savvy way to build confidence, isn't it?
Absolutely. The whole text really seems like a masterclass in using specific language to manage expectations, build authority through tradition, expertise, specialization, and reduce that inherent risk by linking the spiritual service to a very concrete local place.
Well, that brings us pretty much to the end of this deep dive into just one, but quite revealing source. We look closely at how the problem was framed, these pervasive forces hitting the home, mind, and relationships. We analyze the methods claimed the astrologer and expert healer using ancient rituals for that powerful spiritual cleansing.
Yeah.
And we unpack the promised results that shift from chaos back towards peace, harmony, and that desired spiritual balance.
And what really stands out, I think, is how carefully that authority is constructed. The specific title, Astrologer Srihari, combined with claims of expertise, the appeal to ancient ways. It all works together to position the service not just as an option, but maybe as the necessary professional solution for this specific kind of spiritual suffering.
So for you, the listener, as you encounter different sources of information, maybe reflect on this. Think about the psychological work that geographical specificity does, especially in advertising. When a service is abstract, maybe high stakes, like evil spirit removal in Melbourne, what purpose does that specific location serve? Always consider the strategic role that kind of detail might play in building local trust, reducing perceived risk, and creating a sense of urgency. Just something to maybe mull over as you do your own deep dives. Until next time.